You're listening to RTSC Talk Show with your host, Steve Holte, and co-hosts Sharon, Kristen, and Andy. Now on with the show. Okay, guys, welcome to another edition, another wild and wacky world of RTSC. This is RTSC Talk Radio with your hosts. I still say plural because there is two of us tonight. I am Steve Holte, and I do real-time spirit communication. That's RTSC and RTSC research. And tonight, I have Sharon. Sharon is joining me tonight. Andy and Kristen are doing Mother's Day stuff. So, Sharon?
But I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, Sharon's here. And happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
That's where most everybody is tonight. So, but we forge ahead.
That's right. Catch the podcast. It's going to be a great show.
They will catch the podcast. Tonight on the show, Sharon, we have Brian Jones.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Brian Jones. Awesome. I don't know Brian Jones, but Sharon says he's awesome, so he got a spot on the show. So... that's all it took.
He gets communication with animals, and I've heard his stuff, and I hear it. I think it's really good. He's also does stuff with reversal speech. Like he has, for example, like you have O.J. Simpson on trial. You tape record it, you play it backwards, and there's completely other messages in there. He played one for me. It was, you guys will hear it later.
Yeah, I'm not really. I'm not really
pretty
too familiar.
And he's also been working with Dr. Rourke. With some of the Spiritcon stuff, he has some of Bill O'Neill's stuff that he sent me a few things on. So that's pretty cool, too. He's pretty well-rounded. He's got a lot to talk about.
Right. I'm not too familiar with him, but Sharon's filled me in, said he's great. So she'll point me in the right direction and where we want to go with what he does. Apparently, he does a lot. Does stuff with animal communication. I mean, it sounds funny. It really does sound funny. But who's to say it's not real, you know? So... We have to give that a shot because people give us a shot with radio sweeping methods. So I guess anything can fit into the mode of RTSC research. So we're going to do that. Reverse speech is something we touched on before in previous shows. That always is cool. So that's definitely cool. And SpiritCom is always cool to talk about. So, yeah, we're going to get that on. We're going to do that. And we're going to hold it to just an hour tonight. We're going to get an hour out of the show because I have to go down and I made my mom dinner. And she's coming over, so I really have to only do an hour tonight. So, no running over tonight. It's going to be from 6 to 7. We started on time this week, which is rare. So,
yes.
Anyway.
What did you make for dinner?
What I made stuffed peppers with macaroni and cheese. It's just incredible. Incredible dish.
I'm coming over some mac and cheese.
You. The mac and cheese. If I have leftovers, you can have the mac and cheese.
Nice.
But, anyway, what I like to do each and every week... same thing. I like to talk about what we did during the week, get that out in the open, fill people in on what's been going on in the world of RTSC and our Yahoo group and what goes on over there and kind of what stuff we've been working on. So I want to do that, play a couple files. We'll go to a very quick break, get him on. We'll talk to him for about 40, 45 minutes, and then we're going to end the show and go spend the rest of the day doing what we do. So sounds good. Right, Sharon?
Sounds great.
Okay. This past week, what did I do? I did box five. Box five. I don't have it up here with me. But anyway, I did box five. It was my first chance at working with a different radio. This is a 12-150 Radio Shack radio. And I thought it sounded really incredible and awesome. I did it Sunday night. I decided to get the FM working during the week. I had a really busy week, so I tried to work the FM. I messed everything up, had to start from scratch. So I did eventually get it back together yesterday, and it sounds halfway decent. I have a file I want to play for everybody, because this is pretty unique. This one, Chris Fleming was on our show a couple weeks ago, and this file I recorded for about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, something like that this morning, just to see what this thing was sounding like, see if I can get anything from it. And this, it just spewed out Chris Fleming, and I'm like, whoa, hey now, I know Chris Fleming, you know. So this thing is very weird sweep. It goes really fast, then it slows up, and then it goes fast again, and then it slows up. It's a very weird sounding box, but it's clear. It's a clear sounding box, and it's AM only. I gave up on the FM. I didn't want to mess with that. I'll do that on the next box. But this one, I just want everybody to hear, see if they hear this one. It says, Chris Fleming wants to speak about Frank's box. That's what I'm hearing, anyway.
It's a great file. I heard it earlier. I have to say, it's a Steve file.
It sounds pretty good. It says Chris Fleming wants to speak about Frank's box. Let me know if you guys hear this. Here we go. It's got some weird distortion thing going in there, but it does say Chris Fleming wants to speak about Frank's box. I'll play that one more time for you. And I think he does want to speak about Frank's box, so that's pretty cool.
That's a great file. That's a great file.
I like it. It sounds like we're on our parody show, Sharon.
Oh, yeah, I know. But it is.
Inside joke. Not everybody knows that.
It's a private joke.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. This other file, it says, this is Tom, Steve, and then it says, hi. I only went over the first 37 seconds. So this is what I got out of the first 37 seconds. It says, this is Tom, Steve, and then it says, and I go, hi, Tom, and he goes, hi. So that's what this says. Hi, Tom. Hi. What's weird about these files is it seems like they're fighting through the radio. It's almost like they're like, enough with the radio already. We could do this without the radio, but why do you keep using the radio? And we haven't decided how to do that yet. So we're still using the radio, but it says, you know, this is Tom, Steve, and then it says hi.
Is Tom Steve?
Hi, Tom.
Hi. With left
hi. It actually says at the end, it says something about a message. Did anybody else hear that?
I heard something, but I was just thinking, what does that say in the end? I don't know if I heard desperate or something.
I think I hear message. Let's do it one more time. It says message.
Is Tom Steve?
Hi, Tom.
Hi. With left hand.
Hi. Right there.
With left hand.
Hi. This is Tom with a message. That's what I hear. I guess I'm going to have to listen further into the recording and find out what that message actually was, because I didn't get it in real time. You know what I'm saying, Cher?
Yeah, sorry. I had somebody knocking on my door. I'm like, shoot.
Pop over?
Yeah, no.
Okay. but have a message. Yeah, Pam heard it. Have a message. So, yeah, I don't know what that message is. I'm going to have to listen to it further and find out what that message actually was. What did I get earlier on in the week? I didn't really do a whole lot. I was at a lot of baseball games this week, so.
Tracy and I did a lot. Tracy and I went to the slaughterhouse.
Yes, we need to talk about that, too.
We should have Tracy send us over those files, because we were actually, what was great about it was we had the Steve's box number one with us, and we were in a silo, but it's made out of aluminum. So right. We had no radio whatsoever. You turned it on, all you heard was white noise. But we got communication out of that box.
And people have been.
So when the voices came, they were pretty clear. It was pretty cool.
People have been experimenting with Faraday cages this week on the group too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought was really awesome about it. And Tracy and I, it was Tracy's first time there. I've been there before, but it is a really creepy place, and I'll be going back.
All right, where was that listed under Tracy's folder or Sharon's folder?
Probably Tracy posted them to the group.
Let me see if I could grab a couple of these. Which one do you think was like a really, really good one? Leave? Was that a good one?
Leave was good.
Was that in the Faraday cage area?
If they were posted to the report, I believe so.
Okay. Let me see if I can find this. Wiccans, that was pretty good.
That was pretty cool. That was a cool file.
Oh, this says silo. Silo. Where's the silo?
That's the middle one. That's
the one?
Then that's the one you want, yeah.
Okay, this one says leave. This was in what was like a Faraday cage building. Like no radio signal was getting in or out of this place, yet they were still getting communication. This one says leave.
Leave.
played it one more time. Yeah, it's pretty clear. And that guy
that
sounded...
That is pretty clear. And you hear there's no radio whatsoever, and to get that clear of a voice, and the file makes sense because it says leave, you know? So...
And he sounded pretty
I
angry.
Always get leave and get out when I'm there, so... I don't think they like us there.
No. I would say that. No. So, that was pretty cool. What else we got this week? Oh, this is the file I was telling you about earlier, Sharon. This was recorded yesterday with box number 5, and it says, I'm here, Steve. See if you hear this. It says, I'm here, Steve. This was during a test recording when I was throwing this box 5 together. It says, I'm here, Steve.
I hear it. All
right, let me play it again.
I'm here.
Okay. I'm here, Steve. That was it. I think that was pretty much it for the week with me. It was pretty much... doing that, going to games, and just trying to build some stuff, get it together. So, I don't know. This is a pretty interesting, fast-moving week. Now I'm on vacation. So this week, Thursday and Friday, hopefully I'll be going to Gettysburg, and Saturday I'll be going to Eastern State Penitentiary. So, I got a pretty wild end of the week going on, so next week's show should be pretty, pretty good. So, anyway, what else we got? What else we got? Nothing, right?
Let's go to break. Let's just sit down because he's got so much to talk about.
Okay.
He sent me thousands of files. I mean,
thousands.
I had a great time listening to him. I have to say, the animal ones. I was in such a crappy mood when I went to work today, and I started playing some of these files, and they just put a big smile on my face. I enjoy it. I think it's great. I think it's great what he's doing. I think it's possible. So when we get back, we'll see what everybody else thinks.
Okay, Sharon.
Okay, you don't understand. I had a dog that talked. My dog, when it had to go out, it would go, ow. Just like that. When somebody would come to the door, it would be like, ruff, 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 ruff. But when it wanted to go outside, it would look at me and it would go, ow. And it would even pronounce the t. So, you know, wow. I don't know. Okay. I believe it. There's dogs out there on all over YouTube that say, I love you. So,
okay.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, let's go to break. We'll just take a quick break today.
All right.
We'll do like a 3-minute quick song, and we'll come back. How's that sound?
All right. Steve and I are gonna have a quickie, and we'll be right back.
See you in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Where'd Steve go? I guess
I'm here. We're back. We're back on RTSC Talk Radio. Mother's Day special edition of RTSC.
Yeah, and I forgot to mute my mic during the break. Sorry about that.
You did it last week too, Sharon. Unacceptable strike two.
Oh man, you know.
Yeah, I know. Anyway,
I remember my landlord lost his wallet. That's what the commotion is.
Oh. We'll do a box session later, maybe they'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think. All right. So anyway, let's get Brian on.
Yeah.
Brian Jones. And we'll see what's up with him.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Hey, Ralph's out there. Hi, Ralph.
Oh, Ralph, he's in the chat. Cool. Yeah. Cool. What's up, Ralphie? I sent you an email this week, Ralphie. You never answered. Is he home?
I hope so.
Hey, how are you? This is Brian. I'm not able to pick up the phone right at the moment, but you are welcome to leave a message if you want to. I'll check it as soon as I can.
Let me try his cell number. That's the number he gave me.
Yeah? You got another number?
Maybe he got it mixed up and he's out. Let me try his cell.
Okay. Are you going to give me the number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's... Try 206.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you should just send it to me on Skype so not everybody on Earth is going to actually call this guy.
Have his number. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If I could find you on here. Hold on. Now my Skype thing disappeared. There you go. Okay.
Okay, good. Send it to me. He's probably out doing something on Mother's Day.
Maybe. I just spoke to him about a half hour ago.
Yeah? And what phone number did he call you from?
He called me from his cell, but he gave me this number last week and said to call me home, to call him on his home, but maybe he forgot about that.
Okay. You going to send this to me in this lifetime, or?
I sent it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. It's there.
All right, let me call him. Let's see if we can do this. All right, let's try this. Ready? Sharon?
I said yeah.
All right. I didn't hear you. Nobody else heard you either.
Oh, I said it.
Hello?
Brian.
Hello? Yeah.
Steve from RTSC Talk Radio. What's up, man?
Oh, hey, Steve.
What's going on?
I am putting a left front door handle on a four-door 62 Comet.
Oh, nice.
It ain't bad. It was a parts car I saved from the scrapyard. It had these vintage 1962 window decals, so I couldn't let them go.
Is that what you do? You restore cars?
Not really. I mean, this one's like an oddity in my life. I mean, I put more labor in this car than I did on my 69 Mach 1. But it's just, it's just stubbornness. It's, I've got a bunch of old cars. I bought this for parts, and for some reason, I just didn't want to get rid of it. Do you know a little bit about, like, using body filler and stuff?
I've been doing automotive for 20 years, so.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm trying to be really resourceful. I didn't want to let go of the front bumper because it was straight, and I kept it. And so I took the side edges of the roof off another one. I parted out, and I panned out the front. And
right.
I made these bumperettes that look like they belong in a, I don't know, on a forklift or something. But anyway, what was I going to say? Body filler. The body filler that I used on it came with the house. And it was at least 18 years old. I had to put lacquer thinner in it and use a jack handle for about 15 minutes to bring it back into a texture that I could actually spread.
Yeah.
But it came out okay. I mean, it's it gets a lot of looks. I painted this sucker with a roller too. Kind of hides
some
of the body work I did.
Nice.
Yeah. What's that?
That's pretty funny. If it came out all right, then that's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna get rid of this one. I've got five other Comets that are keepers, but I'm getting close on this. Like I said, I mean now it's just kind of taking the stubbornness path. I mean I'm already a few towns past psychotic over how much work I've done to this car, but it's getting there. I mean it's puttable. I'm taking it for a short ride here, and then I was gonna do some last minute, you know, getting my mind in order about what I was wanting to talk to you about. So we're still on, right?
Well,
we're on now.
Yeah, we're on right now.
What?
We're on right now.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding at all.
6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, wait a second. I thought we were doing this at 6.
It is.
It's 6:22.
6:30.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yeah, you want to reschedule?
No. I'm pretty flexible, pretty much. I didn't realize that. I could have sworn that I thought it was going to be 6 my time. I thought it was 9 your time. Am I way off on that?
You got it mixed up. Six,
what are you on, California?
He's in Seattle.
Well, hey, I just took 4 focus factor pills to get my brain in shape. I guess I'm a few days late. Anyway, let me go. I'll tighten that handle later. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Steve was just checking in to say hi to check out for later. But, yeah, I'm going to get off the street. Hey, Paul, I think I told Sharon this over the phone while I'm just getting off. I don't know if you can hear the traffic in the background.
I can hear it.
Yeah, I told Sharon you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell Steve. I don't know if you told him. That was pretty wild last night having that guy do a unscheduled stunt with his drunken car through a 7-Eleven parking lot. He took out 5 parked cars right, you know, up to the curb.
Wow.
And luckily nobody got killed. It was wild as heck. He left his wheels at the curb. I mean, he ripped the suspension off. But yeah, I'm heading in the house right now. Sorry about that, you guys. I'll tell you, I did take a vacation, and I was able, the only thing I got done was I got an accurate head count on my bruises. That's a joke.
So I guess you're a Ford guy.
So you, I got a few of them, and I've actually got a '62 Comet here with a 6-inch chop on the roof. It's got a 302, and I was working on that earlier. But hey, I'll tell you what. Yeah, sorry, I'm getting my brain together here. Would you mind calling me back on the 526 number in about 2 minutes, and I'll be up there by the computer?
I have no problem. You should throw a 351 Cleveland in there.
They don't quite fit.
In fact,
I put just the last car comment about it is that I put some aftermarket 271 horse high performance, their reproduction exhaust manifolds on
right. One
of the other comments that I'm making a roadster out of, and I didn't want to hack the shock tower, so I moved the engine forward and up about an inch and a quarter each way. So that's the problem with the Windsor, you know, they don't quite fit.
Yeah, what, did you have to fabricate the mounts after that?
What? Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. I like fabricating stuff. In fact,
yeah.
Wait till you hear my audio file. Just kidding.
Oh. That's a joke too, right? All right, I'll call you in about 2-3 minutes on your home phone.
Okay, I'll be up there.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. I had a feeling it was a time mix-up.
Thanks, Sharon.
Not my fault.
I don't know. Well, you know, at least he's around. We caught him riding around on the highway, so.
That's all right. People in the chat love cars.
Yeah, I saw
them
that.
Love cars. Actually,
that.
Pam has a horse she might want Brian to talk to, which I think is pretty cool. So maybe if we do have any time left over, Pam will call in at the end of the show or something.
Okay.
Because Brian was looking for a horse.
We're serious? We're serious?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
He wanted to do stuff with horses.
I don't want to know about Brian wanting to do stuff with horses.
No, he didn't talk.
Oh, okay.
Communicate.
Well, at least, you know what?
Better, Steve.
He's a car enthusiast. That's kind of cool. Right up my alley. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's definitely cool. But anyway, wait like 2-3 minutes. We'll call him in, and we'll see what's going on with him. So, see, older guy, younger guy, sounds like about our age, right?
Yeah, sounds like about our age, I would say.
Yeah, that's cool, he's restoring stuff. But yeah, we'll listen to the files. I mean, we're running into, we're going to have 30, about 30 minutes with him right now at this point, so we're going to have to really move stuff along.
Right.
So, Sharon, navigate me in the right
direction.
Things from
each thing that he does, a couple of animal files, a couple of reversal files.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really liking this OJ file he got. I think it's pretty cool. And, I like this stuff. And the duck files, man. The duck files, I'm sorry I hear them, but I know it sounds funny, but I don't know. I think it's great. And I was playing it for Tracy the other night, and she did hear it, though. You know, you kind of hear it, and you laugh to yourself because you're like, because you hear it, you know, and you don't expect to hear it. And like you said, you kind of picture a big duck in a diaper talking to you.
And a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But they're actually really cool.
But anyway, do you think we gave him enough time?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. I don't know if I can add him into the conversation. I might have to drop the call and start over again.
Well, you just did it, didn't you?
Yeah, but I did it, but I think when you're already on a conversation, I think you can only do it the one time. That's what I seen, you know, from what I'm doing. So I don't know. All right, you know what? I'm just gonna hang up with you real quick and I'll call you right back. How's that?
Okay.
All right, bye. Not bye to you, people. In the listening audience. But anyway, so let me call her back, and then I'm going to call Brian into the show. And actually, where did everybody go? I think I lost everybody now. This is not good. All right, let's see. Let's call her.
Hello.
Okay, you're back. All right, you want to give him a buzz?
You want me
to give him a buzz? That's what I meant to say.
Well, a call.
Yeah, give him a call. All right, we'll see if we can do this. Let's see if we can get him on here. Oh, it's ringing. That's a good thing.
Hello.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah. I'm actually prepared now, sort of. I'm surprised. Sorry about that. I really was thinking 6 p.m. PST my time, so that's the first time I've ever done that. Anyway, how is it going?
It's going.
Yeah, good.
I was just talking a little bit about your files. Tell everyone about your animal stuff, which I think is quite amazing. I love the duck files. I went over them before, and if we could play a couple of those, we got to kind of get moving on because we only have a half hour, and there's just so much to talk about with you.
Oh,
you
yeah,
do a lot of definitely. Things. I was talking about your reverse stuff. Reverse speech, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
Yeah, where do you want to start, Sharon?
To the animals. How did you get started doing this?
Well, I gave up on humans listening to me. So
that's what I should do.
No,
then.
Actually, I wasn't really paying too much attention to them at first, and I'd already been like I've already had bloody knuckles to the bone knocking on doors about the fact that. The naturally occurring backward statements was like an extremely powerful way to get additional information. I mean, even confessions to murder and on those levels, and I was getting nowhere. So I shifted over to the ITC, you know, trying to throw a lasso around the neck of the voices and pull them through. I mean, really, that's what I was doing, was mainly pushing it really hard every single day at obsessive levels with all kinds of any experiment that came to mind that I was sure would that I wasn't absolutely sure would kill me, I would try it. So I was recording the arc off the secondary ignition spark off a spark plug wire on my little dots, and you know, anything I thought of. So when I heard my friend's dog say "hate this" as he was he had a garden hose running without a nozzle on the end, so it was like the full flow of water, and the dog's chomping on it. You might be aware that dogs, for some reason, don't like water. Some of them will get an attitude. So he's chomping on the water and gagging on it, and out of it, I hear the dog say, he's going, I hate this, and I noticed it, and I was thinking, wow, that's probably what he's thinking. And then I think I sent you some of the dingo files. That was Finn's other dog, and it's pretty amazing that I think what it is the telepathic thought forms are manifesting as audio words, because it just seems like you get things out of the snorting sounds of a horse that that aren't the vocal cords, that very likely could be what she was thinking. I sent you that one, Sharon, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's I got Spider. So many of them.
Huh?
I know I got a... Hold on here.
Now, have you ever seen the it's kind of along these lines, not with animals, whatever, but you ever hear of coffeepotghost.com?
If that's Charlie Claypool, is that who started that one?
I'm not sure.
There's a lady by the name of Charlie Claypool that I was made aware of through, I think, the early years ago when I was involving myself with the AAEVP, kind of like a group mailing list, you know.
Right.
That was early on. Like I said, I don't really get involved in those sort of things anymore. But Charlie Claypool was presenting things with her coffee pot. Some of them I could hear, some of them I couldn't hear at all. And I'm not saying it's not there, but I don't doubt that somebody could get EVP out of the sounds of a coffee pot. I mean, I get them out of bizarre things, and I don't, you know. But what is it about? What do you know about it? Have you heard some pretty compelling verbal samples?
I haven't. I just know that I stumbled across it at one point. Somebody pointed that, you know, in my direction. I wanted to check it out. It's just weird. You could hear the coffee pot percolate. And I heard stuff that I'm like, hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you know, you're right. I remember that now. And you know, that's right. The voices that I did hear, they sounded a little jittery and nervous. Just kidding.
I want to get some of his files because I know we don't have a lot of time.
Right.
But I picked up some from the dogs. Just play a couple of them. That dog one, the dog's name is Amigo, and it says, "Where's Sheila?" If you could play that one.
That's the way I heard it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to play it. And I played it earlier, and I believe that you play it like two or three times after that. You change
speeds. Here's what, Steve, who's playing it? Are you playing
it
off the computer?
I have all the same files that Sharon has, so.
Okay, now, is the program that you're playing, are you able to see it with a sonograph?
I could.
If you do that, I'll tell you why. That's how I play them, and I'll tell you. You don't have to do it, but what I do is I put a 1 second gap after the forward context. A lot of these samples that I repeated three times are actually like that one that Sharon just mentioned about what the possible where, that's how I hear it, right. is backwards and forwards spliced together. In other words, I believe that, yeah, I do remember in the forward as I'm hearing it, you hear the dog say, "Where's?" And that reverses to say Sheila or sound like it.
Okay, so the Sheila is the reverse of where's?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So if you were to play them through some sound program with a sonograph, you'll see the graph where there's always going to be
gotcha.
A gap. And if you pause it right there, just in case you want to do it, otherwise they go, you know, it's just easier. Cause, you know, when it comes to sound, just capturing them, all right, I'll try not to talk too much. That's really hard for me to do, but... by the way, just so on that one there, I found out after the fact that the woman that has the dog's name is Sheila.
Okay, so that makes it validating. That's pretty cool.
So the owner you're saying, is her name is Sheila. Okay. So let me play this for everybody. I'm just going to play it regular. Is this a neighbor's dog? Is that what it is?
Yeah, down the alley.
Okay, down the alley. It's neighbor's dog saying, "Where's Sheila?" So I'm going to play this for everybody.
So.
All right, here we go.
Are you going to tell me stuff? Tell me what's on your mind.
See, I'm glad you actually said that was a reverse, because I didn't hear it forward, but now that you're saying it's reverse, now it makes sense. I'm going to play it one more time for everybody.
Are you going to tell me stuff? Tell me what's on your mind.
Okay, now see
you
slow
down. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I read by animal communicators and people, I don't know, Sharon, did you say you had dogs too?
Did I have what?
Dogs.
Do you have dogs?
I did. I had a dog that used to say out.
Oh, that's right. Well, I've been talking to so many people, but what I was going to say is, and I think it's true, a lot of people say, or animal communicators, I've read a couple books here and there, and they say that when you leave home, if you don't really communicate with your animal, say, "Hey, I got to go to work, I'll be back," if you just don't acknowledge them and leave them completely hanging without any information, and they probably feel it more than anything, but the whole idea is a lot of people don't even realize the animal, you know, they don't communicate with their animal, but they get a lot of anxiety, and it supposedly it relieves it if you go and look them in the eyes and go, hey, look, I'm going to be back in 3 hours, so hang tough, okay?
I used to say that to my dog. I used to tell my dog, Mommy's got to go to work. I got to make money to buy your dog food and treats.
Should have recorded him. He's probably going, hey, can you go by 7-Eleven again and get me some pepperoni on the way home, will you?
Yeah.
But anyway, what do we got set up next, Sharon?
Next one, there's a dog, Dingo. And I thought this one was pretty cool. It says, Brian, you tell it.
Yeah, that's kind of an overlapping file. It's pretty bizarre. They're happening kind of two things at the same time. But
and the other one says,
cool. They say your name, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Luck you? Is that what it is, the overlay is?
What's that?
What does it say? It says, Brian, you tell it, and then it says, luck you?
Lucky you. I think they're happening at the same time. In other words, I hear it saying, Brian, and then he starts squealing out. You sounds like what I'm not sure about the possible consonant on the last syllable of that tape, but starting a second later and happening at the same time. If you listen to them separately, I swear that the lucky you is really clear. And he must have been off his marble to think I was lucky if it came to this stuff. Now, at least, you know, maybe. It's, anyway, all right.
Now, Dingo is the name of a dog, right? It's not an actual Dingo.
Yeah, he was a smart guy too, and he's gone now. But I swear I remember one time I took him over to my friend's house, and the Chow up the street and another dog, they always could radar in on him, knew that there was a strange dog, and they'd be wailing and howling and stuff. And one time I said, "Hey, Dingo," because I just felt, I don't know why, this is before I recorded him. I said, "Hey, if you kill the radar, I promise I'll be out in 15 minutes." And I go, "Seriously?" He's looking at me, and there wasn't a peep out of any of them. So I think they know. They're tuned in.
I'm going to apply this for everybody. It says, Brian, you tell it. That's what it says. What is that, like a howl or?
It's reverse of his voice. Yeah, there's I think a couple things going on at the same time. And
I've
been joking
around. Brian is so clear. You hear the bruh. You hear the iron. I mean,
He said my name a lot. I don't have it. I don't know where it is right now. But I had one where he clearly said, Brian, I love you. You know, he was a cool dog. And I've been joking around. I just want to make sure that I'm serious about this part. And I won't, this is just short, I might say it again. But what I'd really like is I'm trying to get people that really care about animals that'll pitch in and actually want to know what I can tune into. You have no idea how many people I've written. And even if they can hear it, it shuts them down. I don't know. But I had a dog flag me down. I thought it was an old man yelling from a house. And it turned out that it was a 9-year-old English Mastiff. He couldn't physically see me. It's like he picked up on the vibe that I was walking down the street, and he desperately wanted to tell me something. And I finally went back and recorded, and the messages I started tuning into were, death is near, makes me tense, and bless you for talking. And I misplaced that file. I think I lost it on my computer, but I met the man that had him there, younger guy than myself. And I could tell from talking to him there was no way I was going to tell him, hey, your dog wants me to tell you what he's saying. I knew better. And that dog's gone now. I think they put him down not long after that. He was in bad shape. So I tell you right now, these animals are really intelligent, and I can translate what they want to be heard. But I'd kind of like to have a human involved, for that process. Here coming up pretty soon.
Well, I have a friend of mine, Pam. She's out in California, and she has a horse. So I was going to ask you if I can give her your number, and she can contact you.
Oh, I'm ready to go. Yeah, definitely.
All right. I have a request for one of the files in the chat room because I was playing them for Steve's sister, Tracy, and she loved the cat one. I think the cat's name is Eddie, and it says, I'm mad.
That's what it sounds like to me. That's also
dual direction.
Yeah, it's
just a great file.
No. All right, let me find it. Hang on. Where is that one, Sharon?
It's on that same page.
It's on that same page? Okay. I'm going to go back there.
I think it would start out with Eddie, with an E.
Says
Eddie. Here he goes. All right, Eddie, and this is the cat, right?
Right. He's 15 years old.
Is he still alive? This is recent? Or?
As far as I know, I haven't been talking to his humanoids over there. I kind of avoid them, but I've known Eddie for like 12 years. He's a neat cat, but he was upset for a long term, and I think he kind of says it right there.
Okay. He says, I'm mad. That's what we're going to hear. Hang out. Now, was that forward or reverse?
That's both. I think the I'm was forward, and it's in the flip side of it. Most of the, like EVPs and everything, most of the, what I consider the most clearly, not all of them, but the highest percentage of them, I think, burst through in dual direction. In other words, there's so much energy there that it phonetically is expressing something in both directions simultaneously. Sometimes a little slight percentage of offset, you know, in other words, the exact same thing. Sometimes I can edit out better if one direction I clip off a little bit, you know?
Right.
But it is a dual direction burst, and I...
We have a researcher, Kristen, who's usually a co-host on our show, and she always does that with the forward and reverse, even on our box models. And it's sometimes like you'll start a message, it'll say, hi, Kristen, and then she'll play it backwards, and it'll say, what's up? So it does make long time.
Yeah, it's why not check? Because a lot of times, sometimes like with speech reversals, in fact, I wanted to present something to you if I could point one out to you, because there's a point at reason I sent it to you. Can we do that?
Yeah. What do you got?
Which one?
Do you see one there that says that guy died high?
Oh yeah, I sent that one over to Steve. That's not the animals though, right? That was a backwards one. Correct?
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, are you in a certain folder?
I got it right here.
Right now?
That guy died high. Actually,
okay, well, here I just want to say that the reason that I find that one so significant is it's a guy I know. I'll just speed up. I won't go into the details, but he's leaving a message to himself to vent anger about a guy that moved into the house as a roommate that was a heroin addict that was stealing his stuff. So he found out right before he left town the guy was didn't come through with starting to pay him back. And so Finn went out of town, and he's leaving the message back on his machine, and he just says, and somebody's got a little payback coming when I get back. I don't know who that is. I guess I'll have to decide. And then he's just venting anger, and he says, da, da, da. Well, that da, 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 non-seeming forward words, backwards, you hear how phonetically clear it is to say that guy died high. So play that, and I mean, just that's the point, though.
I'll play it for everybody. This one says that guy died high, and this is reversed.
Somebody has a little payback coming when I get back. I don't know who that is, but I guess I'll have to decide. Anyway.
Okay. I just played the exact forward. Could you hear that guy died high?
I heard it sung. It was great.
I heard it. I think once you slowed it down, it made it a little more harder to hear. I think I heard it fine.
Well, I think it's definitely there, but the reason I pointed that is out of his da-da-da. I mean, he was forming – he was saying that backwards, it appears to me anyway. And by the way, that guy died, the guy didn't physically die – but studying David Oates, the Australian reverse speech researcher guy of 25, 26 years, you know, the reference to a death doesn't have to be physical. It could be more along the lines of a spiritual, emotional death, and he's documented that many times. And that, you know, think about it. That guy was giving up so much of his productive life because of his addiction, and I think that's what that refers to. It's from an unconscious level.
Yeah. Did you follow up on that story? Is that guy didn't die or nothing, right? I mean,
no, I actually ran into him at a gas station, this guy, John, and, I don't know. I didn't really spend a lot of time. I basically didn't want to engage him. I kind of just wanted him as a memory in my life. But check this out, because Finn knew what I was into analyzing audio. When he confronted this guy before he finally called his bluff and the guy confessed, I won't go into all that, but we recorded, the speech, and I was analyzing it dual direction, and right when Finn's confronting him, right out of his forward words, you hear the guy go, yeah, I did it. I mean, under his breath, he didn't even know he said it. He was nervous, and that's what audio is. You can slow it down and dissect it. And by the way, are you familiar with that case that happened about 3-4 months ago in West Valley City, Utah. The young couple where the mother's missing still, I think her name's Susan Powell. You know, that was the husband that took the two young boys camping about midnight in sub-freezing weather on a Sunday night.
That sounds very
familiar. Well, anyway, the thing is, I just, for the heck of it, was going to see about getting speech reversal to kind of tap into his mind. And you listen to the foreword, and he's being called on, why is your story so hokey, basically. I'm paraphrasing loosely there. But you hear his first syllables that come out of his mouth is, I lied. I mean, that's forward. And I had the detectives actually call me back on that, and then I told them about analyzing speech. I think I even downplayed the backwards thing, and they never got back to me. Imagine that.
Well, there's another one that I think is really awesome in here. You have something from the O.J. trial here. And when you
well,
play
it wasn't
some
the trial,
of this stuff,
it actually,
it says, bloody
that
hate,
audio,
she's beheaded.
What's that?
The one that says, bloody hate, she's beheaded.
That's not from his trial, I believe that. That is from the so-called interrogation.
Oh, okay.
And he's even talking forward about, I didn't study that trial a lot, but supposedly there were blood dripped on the floor of his house, and he went out
yeah.
of town right at that night, and he said he cut his hand on a glass. So they're talking forward about blood, but the reverse out of that I heard was bloody hate three times, and I think I played the exact forward. I didn't do that on a lot of them, but then the second one I think is even clearer is she's beheaded, and from what
she's
I understand,
beheaded. Yeah, play that one.
Damn near did get beheaded from being hacked up like that.
Let's see. Let's play for everybody, see if they hear it. It says, bloody hate, she's beheaded.
We found some in your house. Is that your blood? It's dripped there?
It's as dripped as what I dripped running around trying to leave.
Last time?
Yeah, and I wasn't aware that it was... I was aware that I was trying to get out of the house. I didn't give any attention to it. I saw it when I was in the kitchen, and I grabbed a napkin or something, and that was it. And I didn't think about it after that.
I could have swore I almost heard she's a ghost in there somewhere.
Well, you know, some of the stuff is actually layered. I mean, it really is. I know it sounds like you're trying to massage the cloud into what you think it is, but I do believe that there can be multiple layers of information in there. And I've heard it a couple times where you could clearly hear, and sometimes there's even a different syllable count. But, like I said, that was some early stuff that I had done. And what I wanted to say is I already know this. That isn't just like, wow, you listen long enough, you're going to find something that sounds like a coherent phrase. I've gotten direct feedback. I mean, I don't know I sent way too much stuff, obviously. I don't know how long we have, but the thing is, if you listen, it's kind of real crappy sound quality, but my friend and I were talking in one of my comments, and we were talking about this really crappy Datsun truck I got. I mean, it was brush paint. I mean, it was ghetto, but it was extremely valuable in parts. And Kyle, my friend Kyle, he likes nice things. I mean, all his house is really neat. He doesn't like stuff that's crusty like I do. I like old cars. I don't mind a little rust. This guy always has nice stuff. He just bought a new Mustang, and he's got a nice new Bronco and all this. So if you play that, you listen to what he says. I got feedback. He just grins when I point it out, but... That is the. If you find that, like I said, I think you'll be able to hear it pretty clearly. It's called "It's Not Coming Stylish," and I'm talking about the Datsun, basically. See what you think of that one.
Okay, I'll play it for everybody. It says it's not coming stylish.
Yep.
Paid $100 for it. I spent a bunch of hours getting it running. It was sitting for years, that black thing.
It's a Datsun, black Datsun.
Yeah.
Now, this was the same recording.
Okay?
This was a reverse of that recording?
Yeah, all Kyle said was the Datsun, the black Datsun, and we were kind of drunk at the time. And and I don't know if that plays into anything other than the Datsun looked better to me that night for some reason. But anyway,
Yeah, he despised that truck. I mean, it was really crappy, but it was, you know, I got these relic Datsuns that are like 40 years old, and they're hard to get parts for. So, but I mean, the thing is, that's all he said, and to say it's not coming stylish, in other words, negating the fact that it's stylish. I mean, I know the guy, and that's how he felt about it. And, I mean, I'm just trying to point out that this really is an expression, and you can literally get information if it's done properly. And with everything I do, I really want to see some tangible validation, and I have since 1998. It's like pulling teeth out of a chicken. I like to use that reference because that's about how practical it's going to be. And by the way, I think I sent that one over there, the chicken in the bathtub. I called it the hot hen. I didn't label that. I'm just curious what you guys would make out of that if you want to hear some of it.
Oh, wait. I was just going to ask one more because one of these reverse ones really made me chuckle today. If we could just play one more. It says, Sluts Have Tush Baby. And it sounds like a female.
Yeah, I'll fill you in on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It sounded like a female was just leaving a message on someone's answering machine and playing backwards.
Yeah, she left me a message. Do you want to
play that? You want me to play? You want to tell about it before I play?
Okay, I'll just tell you what it is. It's this girl I met off Craigslist, and the things she was bragging to me about weren't really my style. I'll just leave it at that. And she was leaving me a message. And just when you listen to the forward, I think the emphasis was on the word it, depending on what it is. Anyway, all right, I'll leave it at that. But just that I think that that was a very good way of describing her ambition in life. And what she was about.
All right, this one's going to say, Sluts Have Tush Baby.
Yeah. Right.
Go away, don't worry about a dang thing, and just relax. You get too stressed out. You work too much, you work too hard, you drive yourself crazy. Call me when you feel like it. Sluts Have Tush Baby. Sluts Have Tush Baby. Sluts Have Tush Baby.
Yeah. It's no denying that's what it says.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird.
Wait, this is fucking nothing new. I mean, I remember back in the 70s when we all had, maybe you didn't, the Stairway to Heaven, you know, Led Zeppelin, and you played it backwards, and it was references to Satan. And when you played the theme song for Mr. Red, it says, where it says a horse is a horse, it says Satan is the source. You know, so this backwards stuff has been going on a long time.
It is, and you know, I mean, I've heard the word Satan in there. David Oates has it referenced as a metaphor, where it's not necessarily referring to like the Satan as the icon of evil, but a lot of times just standing for negative traits and emotions. I mean, it's fairly common, really. And I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot of dark energy that, especially musicians, that are writing a lot of energy, especially if they're into drugs. I mean, you know, they can get into some pretty dark spaces, and I'm not saying that Satan worshippers, but there's a lot of dark reference in backward speech, especially with the energy in, like I said, musicians that make it big, that have girls throwing themselves at a lot of drugs, stuff like that. You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot there for sure.
Wow. I know my boyfriend, I was playing these for him last night, some of the backwards ones, and he was into it. He was saying that he recently heard one about Obama, that it was all over the internet. When Obama says, yes, we can, played backwards, it says, hell, see?
You can find anything you want on YouTube, and I saw that, and it kind of got milked a little bit too hard, but it seems like phonetically, yes, we can came around, and personally, I think it kind of fits. I mean, anybody that hasn't figured out that this guy is not Mr. Honesty yet is either I'm just too biased to think that I'm seeing something that's obvious, or vice versa, or maybe it's all a big mix. But I mean, I found reversals on him too. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. I already know enough to be really leery and try to fight back, in my opinion. I could find things, and I already did. I told you about one of them, Sharon, that I find pretty sinister, and I'm not going to make it with people in that, you know, on a political level to try to voice my opinion. And yeah, I could see it now. Go to some convention where you're trying to join forces with like-minded people on certain political views, and then you say, but check this out. If you play this backwards, man, I know. I'm going to call Sean Hannity and tell him about this. And the next thing you know, you're going to hear the Twilight Zone theme and the reference to black helicopters.
Well, I find that we do ghost box communication where we use sweeping radio as a method to communicate with somebody, something that's out there. And it seems like if we do like a 3-minute session, we can get like 8 or 9 good files in 3 minutes that actually mm-hmm. pertain to us, even mentioning our names. We take that
same...
Oh,
yeah, I listen to some of that. In fact, I was going to squeeze in... I listened to 1 hour and 4 minutes of your last archive from... 5:02:10,
right?
You know, which I guess was a week ago,
right?
And I heard some of what you were presenting there. Yeah.
Now we could take that same 3 minutes, and we could reverse that whole entire thing. The whole 3 minutes, we get another 8 or 9 files in reverse.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, they plant the information forwards and reverse. You just got to look for both.
You know, I was just thinking about something for a while there, just to tune my ears, because. When I was pushing it for the ITC thing, you know, or I mean, I've kind of left it alone, and I'd get back into it, but not now. I mean, as far as it goes, and I made a bunch of notes. I was going to try to articulate some things that were hopefully I'm learning as I go over these years. I thought about it. You know, the most unreliable thing that I think out of all these categories of animals possibly talking in their voices, getting these messages, and incarnate humans getting the reverse statements out of them, the EVPs that I get are the most unreliable. In other words, I get all these phrases. Like I purposely last night, or actually early this morning when I usually try to go to sleep, I was asking, is anybody know, you know, I figured that we're all kind of connected in a certain way. And I think there's evidence to show that comes out of EVP. And some of the couple things I feel that I've got some validation of, like I think I even sent it, but maybe you heard it, the one out of the guitar where I got a name of a, you know, and I ran it by a lady, and she said that was the name her parents gave her when she was born, and she changed her name legally like 30 years before, and I got that out of an EVP out of my guitar. So, but what I was going to say is I asked a voice last night. I was just thinking, hey, it'd be kind of cool if I could get something that, and I asked if anybody knew Sharon, if they had a name, anybody wanted to give them a name, and I thought I first heard the name Wally, and then a few seconds later, I thought I heard Walden Day, because I asked for a first and last name. I asked Sharon, she doesn't know anybody about it. I get a ton of things where they say my name is like, Brian, we love you, I trust you, and all these, you know, kind of uplifting things, positive things, but, you know, I messed with that for years, and pushed it really hard, and I was never really able to access anything I could really utilize for anything.
Actually,
maybe, you know, like I said, it'd be different if it, I think it would be different, let's just say, if somebody, there was a murder and somebody that was very close to that person was in the room, and let's say that spirit was around and there's an emotional battery fully.
You've got mail.
Right.
Whoa, did you guys hear that? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Somebody's got mail.
That's a clearer EVP there.
Yeah. If you don't mind, we got to rush this thing along because I got my mom coming over for dinner. So I got about
We do have one request in the chat room from Ralph. He wants to hear one of the duck files.
Yeah, so I know. I saw that. That's why I wanted to play it. I wanted to play the...
You're Leaving Us.
I'm going to play You're Leaving Us.
Yeah, this is a great file.
All right, let me play this for everybody.
Hey, I got to go, you guys.
I play it one more time.
Hey, I gotta go, you guys.
I can't say I don't hear it. I can't say I don't hear it. I hear it. Let me play the other duck file I have. It says, "Hey, Brian," actually mentions your name. Let me play this for everybody. Time. This isn't like you're in your backyard or anything, right? You're going to the park to do this?
Yeah, that's down at the lake, and there's a lot of wind blowing across the mic on those. There's if people go to that www.animalspeakout.com, I have a lot more. I've barely put anything on there. I'm working to get, I really want to connect with humans that are involved in the welfare of animals before I get too motivated. But by the way, I'm going to take it up a few notches. I'm getting close to learning how to put videos together. I bought a program to edit videos. I got my camera out of the box, and I'm going to start putting stuff on YouTube. And once I know that I can at least express myself that way, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to start recording people's dogs in their yards. And if they, you know, if they come out, they'll be on camera, I guess. They start chasing me away, you know, with a broom or something.
Well, I just dropped the link into the chat room so everybody can go in there and they can check out your site and see what you're doing over there and whatnot. We're going to have you back on. We only had, like, a time to do very minimal stuff, and I still wanted to talk to you about some other stuff, stuff that you're working on with SpearCon with Dr. Rourke, stuff like that. So we'll have to have you on again at some point.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, like I said, if people are going to hear this archive, the main thing I'd really like to press is if anybody can help me find serious-minded folks to work on the animal angle, I'd like to aim at that. I mean, I really think the reverse speech thing, I mean, there's a lot I could do there, too. Basically, I can pull information out of audio recordings. And when I got the ITC thing going, I was having all kinds of, not ghosts or whatever, but physical manifestations. I mean, things were, physics were changing around me, and other people noticed it too. Never got real scared about it, never felt threatened, but I'm not going to get back into that, because like I said, I took it up to notches where my phone calls were getting interrupted, and it just really didn't, you know, I was always trying to apply that also to something where it might be able to do something, but I don't know. I mean, it's a taxing thing, but if there's no tangible productive outcome, it's not worth the wear and tear, I don't think. Anyway.
Well, we got your email and stuff. We get everybody interested. We'll send them over to you, like mine, to think together, maybe move this thing forward a little bit. I'm always up for that.
I said, I'm really tempted one day, like, to go out to Homedale Park and start taping some animals, because I think it's pretty cool. And I said, I'm going to give my friend Pammy, who's in the chat room, I'm going to give her your number, and you guys can talk, too. I know she's an animal lover. I've known her for a million years.
The one thing I can say is that in listening to things forwards and backwards, I've done it for thousands of hours. I had a auto reverse thing, and I was playing the Ramses all night long backwards when I was sleeping, when I was trying to tune into that, and I got a bunch of information. You've got a lot of samples on there that you can go through. I mean, just decipher what you think it is or whatever. But
yeah,
like I said, it's mainly about getting additional information, and it defies logic as we know it. There's a thing called a blend reversal where one person will start a sentence backwards, the other person will finish it. Think about that. Whoever finished the sentence backwards made the sounds first, supposedly, in the forward world, you know. It kind of tests things, you know, the linear arrow of time, as Dr. Rourke calls it. I think that thing, you don't want to shoot that arrow of time. It might come back at you.
No. All right, Brian, I appreciate you stopping by and doing the show tonight. We'll get back with you at a later date, and we'll go further.
Brian, I'm going to keep in touch with you. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm going to keep in touch with you, too. I've had some very interesting conversations with you in the past couple weeks.
Okay, yeah. Hey, sorry I had the time frame all mixed up like that.
That's okay.
And, all right, well, thanks for having me on with you.
Thanks. Having a good night.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. You're awesome.
All right, bye.
Okay, thank you. Take care, you guys.
Okay, bye.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
I think it's really interesting what he does.
I think so.
Yeah.
But,
it's another avenue to, I mean, because when I was saying, you said, wouldn't it be great if, like, say there's a murder in the house and the dog is there and the dog can say, like, Steve did it, you know?
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, you never know when your dog's going to dime you out, so. So, anyway, let's,
or your watch bunny.
Or my watch bunny. That's true. So, anyway, let's play, let's play us out of the show, and we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, we'll have a lot to talk about next week. I got Gettysburg and Eastern State Penitentiary, so let's play it out, and we'll see you guys next week. We'll see you again next week.
Yeah.
All right, here on RTC Talk Radio, here on the Steve Holte Radio Network. See you next week, guys.